Hello, and welcome to this CertCIO.com podcast. I'm Christina Chirode, Executive Editor for TechTarget's CIO and IT Strategy Media Group. With us today is Ben Wu, Founder and Managing Director of IT strategic consulting firm Neuralytics. Prior to founding Neuralytics, Ben was the Program Vice President of IDC's Worldwide Storage Systems Research, where he led a team of analysts responsible for advising clients on the evolution of trends related to data storage systems. Hi, Ben. Thank you for joining us today to talk about how CIOs can find a balance between business demand for third-party cloud services and the risks those services may pose to the organization.
Hi, Christina, and thank you for having me.
Cloud services are often purchased or signed up for by individuals and business units. How can the CIO start to govern these purchases?
Christina, I think one of the biggest challenges for CIOs is the fact that these cloud services are being signed up for by individuals and sometimes business units. And CIOs really have little in terms of governing these purchases. And in part, the reason is that these individuals, business units, are actually helping the IT department in looking at alternatives and also helping to shorten that time to value. For those individuals or business units. What the CIO can really do is to start looking at the relationship between the IT department and the business units. The first thing to think of is that IT departments often can highlight and recognize who these, if you like, rogue, as they probably are considered in the IT department, individuals are, and start working with them early to understand what the needs of IT are, or conversely, for these individuals to work with IT in defining why they're going outside the corporate standards. But, you know, it's not really a case of using a carrot or a stick here. It's really a case of enabling businesses, whether you're in the IT department, whether you're in the marketing department, whether you're in executive management, to work closely together in terms of the activities that are going on that are related to IT.
Once these third-party services are already in place, what can the CIO do to develop an enterprise-wide strategy for the use of these services rather than somewhat of a free-for-all business unit-to-business unit approach?
One of the key things after these third-party services are in place is engaging IT early. You know, at the end of the day, I'm actually a supporter of enabling individuals and business units to go out and look at what the alternatives are. Obviously, these units and these individuals are going to test out for themselves the functionality and the capabilities, features, and so forth of these services. But once those individuals and business units identify that a service is applicable or beneficial to the corporation, that's when collaboration needs to happen. Because one of the challenges is, if you go down the road with these services and get really embedded in the process within the business, then IT has a really tough time trying to back into these services and enable them to work within the context and the confines of the corporate policies that have been defined, or the corporate policies that are required, or even, you know, more difficult to enforce is the corporate compliance policies that need to be ensured in terms of these services. So, you know, my answer to your question really at the end of the day is engage IT early. Have them look at how integration can take place from day one and not somewhere down the chain, because that's only going to make everybody's job worse.
What risks do enterprises face if they don't put governance in place for the use of third-party cloud services at their organization?
You know, this is the biggest challenge and the risk for enterprises. If they don't put governance in place, a couple of things happen. Number one, IT has no idea where the data is going. Number two, there is a separation between what is corporate data and what is business unit specific data and what is external data. That presents a number of security risks for an organization. The other risks, as I mentioned in the last question, was really around integration risks. And then ultimately, from a governance perspective, because most individuals and business units may not be familiar or conversant with the regulatory compliance element, they could actually increase the risk of a company not complying with those sets of rules. And that presents some really challenging issues to take on. I can't emphasize enough this need to engage IT early.
What tools or best practices can CIOs put in place to guard against these risks and still give users and business units the freedom of choice in terms of using and buying cloud services?
You know, IT is often put in the corner by many enterprises, and that's a problem into itself. In terms of the tools and best practices to put in place, a couple of things. Number one, engage early. Again, can't emphasize that element enough from a business to IT. And secondly, it's incumbent on IT to be open enough to allow their users and their business units to recognize the needs that they have. And let's be honest, there are plenty of great products out there in the web today that are addressing specific point issues or enterprise-wide issues. And allowing those individuals and business units to find them really helps IT tremendously. But that means that IT also has to help embrace that innovation, if you like, as well. You know, what these guys in the business units are doing is helping IT to innovate at a much faster pace. So enabling data to be accessed by these services, ensuring that there are APIs or at least putting in place the capabilities to draw on corporate IT resources, and integration becomes the best practice any IT organization can have, not only for third-party applications in a cloud, but even for new applications within the four walls of the enterprise.
Ultimately, should the CIO and the IT department be developing comparable services so that users won't feel the need to go to an outside provider to buy them?
Christina, this is a really, really good question. Making IT replicate a service or sort of making a clone of the service that's already available, to me, it's a complete waste of time. If IT were in that business of creating these things, I'm going to argue that they would have done it in the first place. The reason why users are going to third-party environments are because these services are obviously being built with a different bent in mind, with a different audience in mind, with a different set of users in mind. And as a result, having IT rebuild something that's already out there, it's like reinventing the wheel. I do not encourage IT to develop these services. At the end of the day, again, integration and embracing of the new concepts is really the key to making this work.
Should CIOs be developing service catalogs to allow users to see the types of services that their company has to offer so they'll think of using existing corporate services before they buy services on their own?
CIOs should definitely be developing service catalogs, not only for these types of services, but to look at existing services as well. There are a number of different schools of thought, many of which are conflicting. But enabling self-servicing and self-provisioning, it's actually a great thing. Ultimately, IT's role today isn't necessarily in application development. In fact, I would argue that a lot of IT's role is ensuring the infrastructure of an organization is flexible, agile, and performing to its best. And as a result, providing, and like I said earlier, embracing these third-party services and even publishing opportunities to use third-party services becomes a really good tool for this relationship building between businesses and the IT department. So I would very much encourage service catalogs to be made. And service catalogs not only for these third-party services, but also for internal services as well.
A few of the main reasons users and business units say they end up buying a cloud service or SaaS application is that it's less expensive or it was faster than going through their own IT department. What can the CIO and the IT department do to change this mentality or reality?
This is a classic build or buy situation here, and it's really a business decision for any enterprise. Is it less expensive? You know, there are numerous case studies to show one way or another, and it's really going to be specifically dependent on that enterprise and the activity to which they're engaging this. Is it faster? There's no question. Somebody's already done the grunt work in putting together the infrastructure, putting together the user interface, putting together a lot of different things to make that service go faster. And I, and in terms of IT departments and CIOs trying to change the mentality or the reality is that for most IT departments, they're still very much in catch-up mode in terms of providing the users what they want, what they need. And certainly, again, providing opportunities for integration to these services, or if CIOs want to show their innovative side, is to have their team look at these new services that are available, integrate them, like we talked about in the last question, with a service catalog, even go as far as engaging these forward-thinking and innovative business users or business units to say, hey, does this help? This is a tool that seems, you know, akin to what you guys are looking for to do. Let's be proactive about engaging this. Let's be proactive about making this work. I think at the end of the day, that's how IT departments can be considered mentally, if you like, or in reality, as a much more forward department and the resource to businesses rather than being just an overhead or a cost. Third-party and cloud services are one of the best things that have happened in the IT industry in a very, very long time. It creates agility, flexibility. It allows IT departments to do things that are more innovative. It allows businesses to be more innovative and allows IT to do things such as providing opportunities to do big data, to create analytics, which can create competitive advantage. So there are many, many things that IT can do to better their relationship with the business and be seen as proactive and innovative within an enterprise.
Thank you for your time today, Ben.
Thanks, Christina, for having me. I wish your audience all the best of luck as they move forward on their search and integration of third-party software as a service product. Thanks for having me again.
This has been Christina Tarode, Executive Editor of CertCIO, with Ben Wu, founder of Neurolytics.